Deuteronomy chapter 14. You are the children of Yahweh, your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to Yahweh, your God, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the animals which you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roebuck, the wild goat, the ibex, the antelope, and the chamois. Every animal that parts the hoof and has the hoof split in two and chews the cud among the animals you may eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat: of them that chew the cud, or those who have the hoof split, the camel, the hare, and the rabbit, because they chew the cud but don't part the hoof. They are unclean to you. The pig, because it has a split hoof but doesn't chew the cud, is unclean to you. You shall not eat their meat. You shall not touch their carcasses. These you may eat of all that are in the waters. You may eat whatever has fins and scales. You shall not eat whatever doesn't have fins and scales. It is unclean to you. Of all clean birds you may eat, but these are they of which you shall not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the osprey, the red kite, the falcon, the kite of any kind, every raven of any kind, the ostrich, the owl, the seagull, the hawk of any kind, the little owl, the great owl, the horned owl, the pelican, the vulture, the gourmand, the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe, and the bat. All winged creeping things are unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. Of all clean birds you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the foreigner living among you, who is within your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner, for you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall surely tithe all the increase of your seed, that which comes out of the field year by year. You shall eat before Yahweh your God, in the place which he chooses to cause his name to dwell, the tithe of your grain, of the new wine, and of your oil, and of the firstborn of your herd, and of your flock, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your God always. If the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it because the place of which Yahweh your God shall choose to set his name there is too far from you, when Yahweh your God blesses you, then you shall turn it into money, bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. You shall trade the money for whatever your soul desires, for cattle, or for sheep, or for wine, for strong drink, or for whatever your soul asks of you. You shall eat there before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no portion nor inheritance with you. And at the end of every 3 years, you shall bring all the tithe of your increase in the same year, and shall store it within your gates. The Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, as well as the foreigner living among you, the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Deuteronomy chapter 15. The end of every 7 years you shall cancel debts. This is the way it shall be done. Every creditor shall release that which he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not require payment from his neighbor and his brother, because Yahweh's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may require it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand shall release. However, there will be no more with you, for Yahweh will surely bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for inheritance to possess. If only you diligently listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe to do all this commandment which I command you today. For Yahweh your God will bless you, as he promised you. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a poor man, one of your brothers, is with you within any of your gates in your land, which Yahweh your God gives you, you should not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall surely open your hand to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his needs, which he lacks. Beware that there not be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you, and it be said to you, you shall surely give, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because it is for this thing Yahweh your God will bless you in all your work, and in all that you put your hand to. For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you to surely open your hand to your brother, to your needy, and to your poor in the land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. When you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress, as Yahweh your God has blessed you. You shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore I command you to do this thing. It shall be, if he tells you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you shall take an owl, an awl, and thrust it through his ear at to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also to your female servant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for he has been double the value of a hired hand, as he served you 6 years. Yahweh your God will bless you in all that you do. You shall dedicate all the firstborn males that are born of your herd and your flock to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You shall eat it before Yahweh your God year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household. If it has any defect, is lame or blind, or has any defect whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean shall eat it alike, as the gazelle and as the deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it out on the ground like water. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Aviv, and keep the Passover to Yahweh your God. For the month of Aviv, Yahweh your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You shall sacrifice the Passover to Yahweh your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. You shall eat unleavened bread with it 7 days, even the bread of affliction, for you come out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you come out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. No yeast shall be seen with you in all your borders 7 days, neither shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, but at the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell in. There you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you come out of Egypt. You shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh your God chooses. In the morning you shall return to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work. You shall count for yourselves 7 weeks. From the time you began to put the sickle to standing grain, you shall begin to count 7 weeks. You shall keep the Feast of Weeks to Yahweh your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give according to how Yahweh your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow who are among you, in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt. You shall observe and do these statutes. You shall keep the Feast of Booths 7 days after you have gathered in from the threshing floor and from the wine presses. You shall rejoice in your feast, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates. You shall keep a feast to Yahweh your God 7 days in the place which Yahweh chooses, because Yahweh your God will bless you in all your increase and in all the work of your hands, and you shall be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year all of your males shall appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he chooses, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Booths. They shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to Yahweh your God's blessing which he has given you. You shall make judges and officers in all your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. You shall follow that which is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You shall not plant for yourselves an Asherah of any kind of tree beside Yahweh your God's altar, which you shall make for yourselves. Neither shall you set yourself up a sacred stone, which Yahweh your God hates.